And now this is a dictation for Robert Shaw, SHAW, October 9, 1935. Address as a letter to Brian, Brian Tweets, Thwaites, 2915348. Dear Brian, follow up for Mr. Shaw with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria. Last visit, November. No hospital visit, stable weight appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness or blood, minor edema, no claudication, presently no chest pain, palpitation, syncope or increase of dyspnea, review system done being negative, medication list review. I will highlight the Coric, Lisinopril, Norvas, HCTC. Remains on insulin lentas and a combination of EMPA, E-M-P-A, glyphosin, G-L-I-F-O-X-I-N, with linagliptin, L-I-N-A-G-L-I-P-T-I-N. Present blood pressure, 180 over 70 on the left sided. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress. There is a systolic murmur and premature beats. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from February. Creatinine worse at 1.6, GFR of 40, normal sodium, potassium, mal metabolic acidosis, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, anemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, appears progressive, and a combination of diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Recent kidney ultrasound, normal size, 12.2 and 12.9, right and left, without obstruction and no urinary retention. We requested a renal Doppler. That information was not given to us. We call back and radiology is going to review it, otherwise we will have to test it. We want to rule out renal artery stenosis. He has a systolic murmur, question from aortic valve, clinically not symptomatic. He says to be compliant with blood pressure medications on a full dose of lisinopril, among others. Chemistry is continuing on a regular basis. Presently, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders. Continue to follow, end of dictation.